Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line is Congressman Tom Reed. Congressman, thank you for joining us this morning. Why don't we start with the stimulus package? What is the status of the stimulus package this morning?
Well, first of all, if I could just follow up on your comment before about testing and what's going on in the community. I want to reassure folks, the fact that folks are testing positive or that the data is showing more positive cases is a good thing. Because that might catch people by off guard, is because we need to know where the virus is at, how many people have been exposed to it, how many are developing immunity to it. And so as we get the economy back up and running, you're going to see this across the country. And I want to reassure folks, just testing positive to the virus does not mean you're going to be put in the hospital, does not mean you're going to be facing dire consequences. Because most people, majority of people, react to this in a very normal way. It's the sensitive folks that we got to keep an eye on. So I just want to caution folks that actually testing positive or hearing about people being tested should not be alarming. We anticipate that.
But Tom, to that point, when we talk with health experts, and you mentioned kind of reopening the economy, it's something the president talked a lot about yesterday, that he hopes this is a weeks and not a months situation. A key part of that is testing, and testing as many people as possible. When you look at a place like South Korea, that is one of the reasons they've been able to keep a lot of places open, is because the testing is so widespread. That hasn't been the case here. Is there hope that testing will be so much more widespread than it is?
You got it. And that's why I wanted to connect the two to the economic stimulus package, because testing is critical that we do now. And we encourage folks and we're working on supply chains. We're working on test kits. We're working on distribution in the region so that we know exactly how the virus then is traveling, how people are reacting to the virus. That will allow us at the appropriate time to say, you know what, it's now safe enough to go back to work. And in certain regions of the state, certain regions of the country, to be able to say, you know, we know where this is at. It's safe enough to go back to work because we got to get the economy up and running as quick as possible. So I'm very confident in telling you, Brian, because I've been involved with national conversations, that testing capability is in being improved every day. And people should not be afraid for a test result. And that's a message I wanted to start with. But the stimulus is coming, and the package through the Senate is something we're keeping a real close eye on.
The stimulus bill that's currently being sent through right now, is that designed for a long-term or a short-term shutdown, or maybe somewhere in between?
No, it's to attack right now what's going on. Obviously, when you shut down the American economy, and we've been talking with folks across the country, and you see the impacts, and it's just not sustainable. If we keep the economy in this shutdown, lockdown mode for a long duration, you're going to have some serious negative consequences. You're going to have some serious health impacts as a result of that. Just think Great Depression type of scenario. So that's why it's critical that we make the right calls. We don't make any decisions today that are going to be long-term, such as shutting down businesses for, you know, keeping people or telling people we're going to keep people in place for 18 months, 12 months. We're going to know a lot more a week from now. We're going to know a lot more 2 weeks from now. And then we make informed decisions about where we're at. But the bill in the Senate is about stabilizing individuals' paychecks and checking accounts, stabilizing businesses so that they can keep their doors open, even just virtually in a temporary situation, so that when we turn the lights back on, that we have the best foundation to do that, so that the economy can be revived immediately.
If this continues, do you see the need for another type of bill like this, maybe 2 months from now or something like that? Because $1,000, it's what a lot of people are focused on. It would help a lot of people now, but there are a lot more people who say, okay, that's one of my bills. What happens now?
Well, Brian, that's exactly it. I've already laid the foundation, starting to work with members to talk about phase four. Because we have to stabilize the economy today, and that means standing with individuals, their paychecks, their checking accounts, standing with small businesses, get them through this immediate situation. And then what you're going to have to do is a couple of weeks down the road, you're going to have a lot more data. You're going to know where the public health crisis is. You're going to know what's happened with the virus. You're going to know how to respond to it much better, so that if a region of the country goes off, once we get back to work, we have the capacity in our healthcare system to deal with that. And so this is all intertwined, and I do envision you're going to see a phase four, and that is going to be based on much more clarity as to exactly where we stand. But you know, you're looking, I'm trying to look over the horizon, and I think intuitively you are feeling that. That is exactly what we have to be doing, so that when we open the economy, we base it on a plan. We're not making that decision in real time then. We've made some foundational decisions today.
Are you worried at all that there's going to be a sort of tug of war between the economic side and the public health side? We saw maybe the start of that yesterday during a long news conference by the president, that you know those two interests don't necessarily go hand in hand with each other.
That's why they have to. That's why I'm a voice right now to say, you know, we got to address the public health crisis, and we got to learn from it, so that if something happens in the future, we're in a position, we've learned we're better to respond to the public health crisis. But you have to address the economic crisis going off right now. I mean, people are losing their jobs. Businesses are potentially teetering because the cash flow has dried up. And so we got to stand with everybody. And that's one message I'm sharing with all my colleagues, and sent a message yesterday to the Problem Solvers Caucus, is stop the Republican-Democrat tit-for-tat, the partisan gridlock. Now is when we unite as America. And if we unite as America, we can take care of not only laying the foundation for our economic revival, we'll ensure that the public health crisis today is being addressed, and that we are in a position to have the capacity to protect any harm that would happen in the future as we turn the lights back on.
The president said, even within New York State yesterday, he mentioned that going forward a couple of weeks from now, that maybe there are certain rules that should exist for New York City that don't exist for the rest of New York State, as far as some of these restrictions with businesses and so forth. Are you worried at all about that approach, like the governor seems to be, where he thinks there should be more of a unified approach to this? Or would you be okay with, you know, a piece by piece, maybe even county by county?
I am a strong advocate for the regional approach, not only in the state, but in the country, because every region is different. And what happens in New York City, and they're going through a hot spot right now, is not happening the same way here in upstate Western New York. And so I put it on the radar for people like the governor and others to think about. You know, if a hot spot goes off in Buffalo, goes off in Jamestown, 4 months from now, are you going to shut down all of New York City to save that one individual up in Buffalo and Jamestown? And if that's the standard, and you're going to lock down New York City at the same time that we're having a hotspot 6 months from now, potentially in Buffalo or Jamestown, that comes with significant dire consequences. So I encourage folks who are opposed to the regional approach, consider real time, consider what would it look like in the future, because you have to be prepared to make these hard decisions. And I think the regional approach is the more prudent approach to pursue.
Congressman, thank you for the time. That's Congressman Tom Reed joining us live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.